The following audio program contains mature content, including offensive language. Listener discretion is advised.
Play the radio. Make sure the kids hear words.
You're talking to the guy that remembers everything.
Remember that Tommy Bug fucked?
Yeah, I don't feel okay with that. I really don't.
Robert is a loser.
Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children.
You know, I'm not even saying anything anymore.
No, I'm serious.
Why? Or maybe it's just that I'm hooked up on caffeine. And
because y'all get on to me for even saying anything. I'm done. I'm done.
You're supposed to fight back. Look.
I feel like you have a boner right now.
I don't.
The land of Fujiwara is a shitocracy.
First and foremost, I am not fucking RoboTuner.
Robo, fuck you.
That would be so tender.
Oh my Number God. One.
That's the play for a stripper, to just go, oh yeah, I listen to all of them all the time.
Why did the stripper turn to Matt
so
Thomas?
So where's the stripper from?
Thomas, sure. Is that you, man?
I thought it was genius, RoboTuner. You did a fantastic job.
It is. I thought that I just wanted some money so I could buy some pop screen filters.
You dress up well, Thomas. Man, I didn't know you were into this.
You little LARPer, you.
Someone shoot me. I have to live with him.
All these podcasts in my feed, but something's wrong. Not a single one I follow. They sing their own theme song. Now I have my own, and I really must say, please offer us advertisements so we can do this for pay. Back in 2015, just a desktop and two mics. We found it hard on social media to get any likes. Then we got new equipment and the world was much more fun. 3 years had gone by, now our studio is done. RoboTuner, master of debacle, sitting at the helm.
Sushi keeping Matt in check, true ruler of this realm.
Thunder K shock, both their asses into gear.
Alex the intern, why am I even here?
We're glad that you have joined for this occurrence of our show. We can't think of lyrics for this part, so here we go. The song is almost over, starting at last. Broadcasting from the dungeon at Castle Fujiwara, it's RoboTuner's Insignificant Podcast.
Occurrence 171 for Sunday, April 24th, 2022, in the year of the striped feline that lives in the jungle.
Is that going to be the voice that you make for your next puppet?
No, call me Kimba, dammit. No, it's not.
He's going to be like, I'm the spirit of truth.
Goddamn.
I think you should make a puppet after him. That would be fucking
I'm
amazing.
I'm sure somebody already has.
No, I bet they haven't.
Jesus.
All right. I think that's probably the only color he's missing from his collection.
Yeah.
All right. Well, greetings. RoboTuner coming at you from the dungeon in Castle Fujiwara. Back again with that low-budget podcast style for your listening enjoyment, amusement, disgust.
And smooth jazz.
Or all the above. Take your pick. You want to play a smooth jazz loop there, Thunder K?
Well, because that's the way your tone was like, and
okay.
Thank you for listening to 106.7.
Well, I'm channeling something.
Smooth
I'll get
jazz.
To
smooth jazz.
I'm channeling something's energy. I'll get to that in a bit.
Okay. All right.
Welcome to the Elevator Podcast.
The Elevator Podcast, where we only go up, then down.
We're not the Wonkavator, so yeah, we're only going to go up and down.
Joining me once again, across the table from me, is my existing pink-haired romantic life partner, Sushi.
Yeah, it's just pink right now.
And we can't see your face. I mean, your lips. There we go.
Here it is.
Well, just move your camera. Jeez, I didn't say do a tremor with the camera.
Well, you said move it. You didn't say how.
Okay. And then we also have Amber Heard's former technology consultant, Thunder K.
Oh, God
dang. I think that's probably the worst thing he's ever called me.
Bring the thunder straight to her cell
phone. At least she didn't call me her beauty consultant. Did you hear about that shit?
Yeah.
Where the beauty maker's like, you weren't wearing that. We wasn't even released yet.
I know, right? I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, we could get into that. We can get into that, definitely. And then finally, we have Alex the intern. About to be sophomore level in college.
And an intern.
Ooh, yeah, for real. A real intern.
Yeah, we'll get to that too.
Actually, if we're being technical, how many credit hours I have, I'd be considered a junior.
Oh, that's right, because you start taking college courses in high school. I forgot about
high
that.
High school.
Did I say high school?
High school.
High school. Oh, Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, God, that was awful. That sounds more like Gilbert Gottfried, rest in peace.
He needs a girl puppet.
He's died since we had our last show, too. The last occurrence.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Heart disease. Mm.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
That's what he died from.
You know, I learned he died from a meme, and that made me sad.
Died from a meme?
No. I was looking at a meme. I learned he died.
Oh, that's how you found out he died. Okay, got it.
I was like, man, memes kill now?
Yeah.
They've evolved.
He was like, Jesus. I'm so sad over this meme.
I'm so sad over this meme. I'm going to kill myself.
God, that's horrible.
Yeah, man, I was...
That would be exactly what he would do, though, like, joking.
And that was never his actual speaking voice. You guys know that?
Yeah. I knew
yeah.
that.
Honestly? Really? I mean, who would...
He talked like this.
Well, no, he talked like this.
He was like, talking like this.
Because Howard Stern released a clip from the early 90s where he called into their show and left a voice message for Gary, their producer. And he's like, hey, Gary, this is Gilbert. If you could give me a call and just let me know what you want me to talk about.
Hey, Gary, this is Gilbert. If you could give me a call.
No, it wasn't like that at all. It was like, hey, Gary. And he had a real high-pitched voice. He was
it
like,
was a joke.
Higher than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But lower than I thought it would be. It's kind of a weird. Anyway, so he was like, hey, if you guys could tell me what's going on and just give me a call back, I'd really appreciate it. I just want to see you all's going to be there. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, holy crap.
So y'all remember me showing y'all that video of Ram Ranch?
Ram Ranch?
Yes.
No.
Unfortunately.
No. So I was looking at memes yesterday, and that song came up, but Gilbert Gottfried spoke it out loud. And so...
In his real voice or in his trademark voice?
In his trademark voice.
Okay, I figured.
In his trademark voice!
Because there was actually... Hulu did a documentary on him, and he never broke into his normal speaking voice, even in it. So,
I wonder if it had to be hard on his throat, though.
Well, I'm sure after so many years of he's had it perfected to where it didn't really affect his vocal cords as badly.
Yeah, he probably did, like, voice training, too.
Yeah, I imagine so.
I mean,
so.
It's like Bobcat Goldthwait, guy.
Well, I've heard him speak in his normal voice.
Yeah, I heard him talk about Robin Williams, because him and Robin Williams were real close.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. Robin Williams talked him off a cliff several times.
I didn't know that either. Wow, I didn't know he had such a troubled past.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
Most
I know he was in a lot of drugs
do.
In the 80s.
Most comedians do.
I mean, look at Chris Rock, man. Can't go 5 minutes without getting slapped on the stage.
Shit.
It's long enough now. You can joke about it.
Oh, yeah. People were joking about it after the night it happened.
What's in the news right now is that Will Smith is talking about divorcing Jada Smith.
I think it's the other way
like,
around.
Seriously?
No, he's talking about, not her.
I know, but she's like... I never wanted to marry him to begin with.
I know. That's what she
I
said.
I heard that, too. I don't know if it was actually factual or if it's just hearsay. Anyway. Yeah, between that and the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial, which is being publicized just as much as the damn OJ trial 27 years ago, seemingly. Yeah.
Makes you wonder what's going on in Congress right now.
I know. That's what
or
I said.
Or the rest of the world. The Ukraine.
We don't hear anything about the Ukraine anymore. You don't hear anything about... any of these laws that they're trying to pass right now for us?
Yeah, well...
It's ridiculous.
They did... Well, the newest law that... Well, not law, but motion that passed was actually in Florida to unincorporate Disney as its own entity or own municipality.
Yeah, but that wasn't swept under the rug, man. That was right front and center.
Yeah, still, that right there is also another distraction from what's really going on.
Oh, I'm sure it is, yeah. Because I try to... Look past that stuff and look for the stuff that really matters, like inflation, the semiconductor shortage,
or how about
food
these,
shortages,
laws that are trying
allegedly.
To pass about not having an age limit on marriage.
You said that was introduced in what, Tennessee?
Yeah.
I don't know. State laws tend to get bubbled up into the news media, whereas it's the federal laws you got to worry about.
This wasn't even in the news media. I heard it from a lady, so I looked it up because I didn't believe her. Like, I was watching TikTok. I was like, no fucking way. They wouldn't do that.
No fucking way, man.
It's in there.
No fucking way. No fucking way, man.
No fucking way.
No fucking way, man.
No fucking way.
And they said that they're trying to affect LGBTQ communities with it. And it because it's a whole slew of things. It has to do with common law. And they say they're not trying to affect them, but this particular bill is supposed to affect him. I didn't get to read all of it because I ran out of time. But
yeah, I would read all of it before.
Yeah,
make any.
Well, the part that I did get to read was about the age limit, and that right there was it. I blew my mind that they were trying to take away the age limit
of 18. Yeah.
Yeah. So that old people can marry kids again.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Now I did know one person, and he was an acquaintance of a drummer of a band that I was in many years ago. His friend was over the age of 18, and his wife was 15, and they had a child together, and they were legally married.
Okay, so yeah. you know it didn't pass, though, right? That's a little bit different from a 40-year-old marrying a 15-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
You know that bill didn't pass, right, in Tennessee?
It failed. Good. Yeah, it needed to fail. Good.
Anyway, I'm just saying it's not unheard of, but there are other legal stipulations that have to be done marriage license to be
Here's the deal. They said it was introduced by the GOP. Is that the case? Because I didn't get to see that part either.
I don't know.
Why would the GOP introduce that?
Well, I mean, they're not infallible. In fact,
I know they're not, but still.
I am technically not either.
You're not infallible?
No, I'm technically not.
You're technically not
GOP and no, I know. Also not liberal.
Yeah, but the GOPs are all, you know, they're the ones that try to be saying that they don't want all these things that would lead to blasphemous stuff, and then they go and pass a law like that.
There's no such thing as a good politician.
I know there's not. Or they try to pass it anyway. They don't.
I mean, even the ones that claim to be good. Or it's all political theater.
I'm sure they all have dirt on them some way or another.
It's all political theater. All of it. Every bit of it. You know, even this play against Disney, it's not technically over. You know, for one, I don't want to get ahead of myself there. I know we've got other things to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Much like the fact that this is our first occurrence back in 3 weeks.
Yeah, we derailed you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. No, I just wanted to start off by saying that. So, like we mentioned at the close of our last occurrence, Sushi and I went to Canada last week.
Canada.
I mean, 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks now. And last week, we decided not to do a show because we had Easter Sunday over here, but a lot of people in the camp were not feeling too well and up to doing an occurrence. So,
we
postponed
still
it for tonight.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
So how was the People's Republic of Canada?
Yeah, so let's start there. Our initial flight was from Dallas Love Field to BWI in Baltimore, Maryland. Had a short layover, and we decided to eat at one of the local restaurants at the airport terminal.
And everybody raved about the airport food in Baltimore. They said it was the best you'll find in any airport.
Yeah, so we went to one of the locally based steakhouses. Yeah, steakhouses, and they also brew their own beer. I think it was called Black Angus something.
Yeah.
Black Angus Porters or something like that. So, another thing about Maryland is that they are known nationally for their crab cakes. So, I decided to get a crab cake sandwich and one of their locally served beers on tap.
We also got the crab queso.
Oh, yeah, the crab dip. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. So, about 30 minutes before we start boarding for our flight from Baltimore to Buffalo, New York, I started not feeling well at all. And the short flight, which is just a little bit over an hour from BWI to Buffalo, like the last 20 minutes, I had some awful turbulence. And that did not help my situation at all.
I'm going to need y'all to pay attention. Thank you.
I'm listening. Attention.
Yeah. And then after we landed in Buffalo, we drove. Stop caressing
your
son's arm.
You're distracting him. He can't talk.
I'm giving him our Indian Rose Garden.
It really fucking hurts.
Rose Garden?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Rose Garden Funeral Party? That's
a
local band.
It's an Indian Rose Garden.
Oh. That's. Oh, okay. I've always heard of that as Rugburn.
No. Rugburn is
different
thing.
Rugburn's.
Okay.
This is something different.
Okay. It's unbeknownst to me.
Okay. I'll show it to you later.
All right. So we got on our rental car and drove northwest to the border checkpoint at Niagara Falls, New York side. And then we didn't know what to expect at the border, but since we went during a weekday and it was the afternoon, there were only two cars in front of us and only three actual border agents that were letting the cars through, and they just asked us a few basic questions. They didn't even have to see our QRG codes for the app that we were told we had to download, which is ArriveCan, because it was actually automatically associated to our passport IDs.
Basically, they were expecting us.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, as long as you arrive within a certain threshold, they don't feel like they need to flag you for any kind of suspicion.
Yeah.
So they just asked us where home was, why are we in Canada, where we're going to be staying, and when we were coming back. And that was it. And if we had anything else to declare other than our clothes that we packed. And then then we decided...
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a question.
What?
I got a really serious question. You had nothing else to declare besides the clothes on your back?
No.
No, we
the
did
clothes
not
that we packed. We
I mean, you didn't declare a little 4-foot
nope.
puppet that was in your bag?
He's no. not even 4 feet. He's like 14 inches.
Oh, my God.
We didn't declare him.
No.
But he was there. If that's what you're wanting to know, yes.
Yeah. So, yes, we brought Skip with us on our adventures.
We did a little video in the airport with Skip when we arrived in Buffalo.
And, like, little kids were all joining around. Look, it's a puppet show.
No.
Oh, no.
Actually, nobody even.
Oh, no. That's not a puppet.
You know what? Honestly, one of the planes we were on had, like, 15 kids on it. It was when we were going
that
to.
That was on the way back.
That was on the way back.
Yeah.
He could have gotten Skip out and done, like, sing songs, and the kids would have shut up. But it was a bad little flight. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So we drive around a little bit in the downtown Niagara Falls area, which is, in my opinion, the best part of the trip. And we checked into our hotel, which is called the Westfall, and it's literally looks like a styrofoam cup.
In the air.
Yeah, and I think there are only four or five floors that are occupied with rooms, and the rest of it's just stairwell from the bottom all the way to the top where the actual rooms are.
But you meant four or five floors? There's four or five floors.
Yeah. There are only four or five floors in the total, 32 stories?
Yeah.
That actually have rooms?
We were on the 29th story.
Yeah. And it was a awesome view of the falls. We could even hear it from the window if we stood by it.
I took video.
Yeah.
Did y'all have to pee more frequently than you normally would have?
No.
No, it was more like a sound. It wasn't like a whoosh.
What was it? Say that.
It was more bassy. Yeah.
Really? Wow. Do you have like to bounce your head like that while you do it?
Ooh.
That is so fucked up, Kenneth.
That is so fucked up. A Thundercat?
That is so fucked up.
Anyway.
Don't do that. You'll hurt your eyes.
That's why I'm not looking through.
Yeah, the view was spectacular. And then we ate some. We went next door to the Marriott, which actually had a really swanky restaurant called The Keg. This is a steak restaurant, which also had a good view, but I thought our view was better from our room.
So we got there, and we ordered our food, and our food came out, and everything was delicious. It was one of the best steaks I've had, for real. And then I got the bill, and it was like $167.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck?
That's almost as expensive as the shitty food we got from Utah.
However, that was Canadian, so it was a lot cheaper than that.
Oh. Yeah. The U.S. dollar is stronger than the Canadian dollar.
I'm very new at the whole international travel thing. Did they take U.S. currency?
They took credit cards.
Okay.
And yeah, that's all we used was our credit and debit cards.
They would exchange with the credit card. So I would see to my bank statement come up at like... Like, that would have been, like, $128 or something.
So how does... I mean, what if you had to have cash? Would they take U.S. currency?
Yes. Well, they won't take U.S. currency. If you had to have cash, they have a bank that's downtown in, Toronto. They have banks everywhere. And they even have, like, in the very beginning on the border where you can go inside the building and you can do an exchange of your money. But they said something about if you go to your bank and do the exchange there, that you'll have a better exchange rate than you would... by using your credit card or by going into the border and doing it.
Yeah, when they were going to take me to Germany, I don't think I would have had a problem because I would have had a corporate credit card. But
yeah,
I often wondered about that because there are some instances where you might have needed cash.
Yeah.
Not very many, but.
Yeah. So when we were at the steak restaurant, The Keg, I didn't eat much because at this point I was still pretty sickly feeling in my stomach from what I ate for lunch that day. And the waitress even asked it. She came around and Sushi finished her salad, and I only ate like half of mine, if that. And then I handed my plate to her. She said, "Oh no, is a salad okay? Is there anything that we did that we did wrong?" I said, no, it's fine. So
I don't eat this rabbit shit.
And you know how talkative this guy is to me, not to y'all, but to me. He didn't talk hardly at all during this dinner, and I was like, "If this is how this is gonna fucking be."
No, and really, that was all for the first night. Now, I went to sleep, and I woke up and puked my guts out, which I was thankful for, because I knew as soon as I did it, I would feel better the rest of the time, and I did.
And I'm going to tell you, these walls are really thin. I mean, like, really, like, almost paper thin. So not only did I jump up out of bed to hit the sound of him throwing up.
I mean, you're basically sleeping in a cup, so
right, exactly. I am sure everyone that was on the same floor as us, and maybe the floor up and the floor below, heard him puking his guts up.
What a winker, eh? Couldn't even take his Canadian beer.
Was it that bad?
No, it wasn't the Canadian beer.
It was the Balt. It was a beer Baltimore that we had,
but they don't know that.
Yeah,
at BWI in Baltimore. Yeah,
I had the best glass of wine at that restaurant, The Keg.
Oh, did you?
So good. Yes, so good.
It was a red wine, wasn't it? That's what I thought. Yeah, that usually goes good with red meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next day we checked out, and we were adamant about not eating at the IHOP that was on the hotel grounds because they charged $32.50 just for steak, for bacon and eggs. Yeah, total tourist prices. So we decided to check out of the hotel, and at this point, we activated our international data plans, too, because
we couldn't make phone calls.
Well, yeah, because it was defaulting to TELUS, which was the cellular signal that, I guess, picked up in that area.
Roaming gross.
Yeah. Anyway, we turned on our international data plans, which wasn't bad. It was yet? Only $10 a day.
Have you got your bill yet?
No, not yet.
Wonder how much data y'all roamed on.
I don't think a lot. Yeah. Because we would, when we got to the hotel.
I seen you sit around and watch TikToks all day.
Yeah, but I didn't. Not in Canada.
Yeah. And that's why
I've never heard of that country. Never heard of it.
Canada.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ow!
So, what do you think the number one fast food restaurant is in Canada?
Canada.
What?
Well, that's a main character from Akira, Kaneda.
In Canada. What do you think the main fast food restaurant is there? What do you think?
McDonald's.
If you guess McDonald's, you're fucking wrong.
Nope.
It's Hardee's or Handy's.
No,
Tim Hortons. There's a million of them.
I just got a question about that. Did he hear a who?
No.
No, okay.
Not that I know of.
There's a million of them. Everywhere we went, I was like, there's one. It's worse than McDonald's. I was like, there's another one.
They haven't had someone.
Can't be worse than McDonald's.
It's worse than McDonald's.
Can't be.
It is.
No.
As far as the food or the number of?
Okay,
yeah. Because we haven't got there yet. Yeah, as far as like the number of restaurants that you see per miles or kilometers.
It is fucking crazy how big McDonald's is.
I know.
I was looking at the different company sizes. It's not even close. Like, you would think that something like, I don't know, Walmart is pretty big, right? Nope. Not pales in comparison to McDonald's.
Okay, I see what you're saying there, and I totally get it. But I'm talking about the amount of Tim Hortons versus McDonald's in the area that we were in surpasses giantly how many McDonald's they had.
Yes.
I don't know. Is it as bad as, say, Whataburger in Texas or Sonic in Texas? Because there seems to be like two Sonics for every town.
What do you think? Do you think it's worse than... I think it's worse.
Maybe like, just a little bit.
When I pulled up the map for the Tim Hortons, they were like... 0.2 miles, another 0.2 miles, another 0.2 miles, another 0.2 miles. I was like, there's so many, I can't even get through the list
on
the map.
Did you eat there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. That's where we decided to have breakfast, our first full day there.
Was it worthy of the title better than McDonald's or more compact than McDonald's?
Well, anything is better than Death Burger, in my opinion, so I would say yes. It was just different.
So this place was different. It served donuts and breakfast sandwiches.
And pastries, yeah.
And pastries. And I don't know what it did for lunch because we didn't do the lunch thing. I think it did sandwiches. Like sandwiches.
Yeah, their coffee wasn't bad.
No.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
It's fast food. So it's going to be...
Can you open that door? It's hot in here.
Well, I also put the AC lower.
Yeah, well, it ain't working.
It's 72.
I'm dying right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Her nose is sweating.
Yeah.
It's not raining anymore either.
And there's no knuckles, so we can just leave the door open.
Yeah, we can.
Sorry.
Can you open the door like a normal person?
Can you suck my fat balls?
Gross. No.
Gross some balls.
We will not suck your fat balls.
Ew.
And don't flip your dad off. That's rude.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
What were we talking about?
Yeah. We left Tim Hortons and we decided to drive to... What's wrong?
Oh, that feels so good.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes.
Then we decided to drive to Toronto.
She was having an orgasm or something on the show.
Why do you have to make it gross?
Because it was gross from my point of view.
I know I'm taller than her, but my legs don't stretch that far. Come on.
You trying to say his peenie's that long, though.
Ew.
No. No, never mind.
His peenie is that long.
I was trying to say I was flicking your bean with my toes.
He's
that's what I meant. Like my legs aren't that long.
I'm going to finish the show from outside.
He's talking about flicking the bean, isn't he?
Yeah, it's what he just said, literally.
So gross. I don't even like that saying. Go ahead.
Okay. So we decided to drive from Niagara Falls to Toronto. It was about, an hour and a half, would you say?
Yeah.
Between the two towns?
Yeah.
And one thing about Ontario and of northern New York, it was just really kind of the scenery around there just was all dead. And I mean, mind you, I know that the climate is much colder up there, and it still was pretty cold even for early April as compared to here. It was in the 50s and sometimes the 40s with the wind chill Fahrenheit.
I think it was more than that, though. I think just when we drove into Toronto, I felt like a big cloud dumped on top of us.
That's the weather. A lot of it is the weather. When I went to Indiana, Elkhart, Indiana, it was during the cold season.
Yeah,
and they say that it's cloudy all the time, all the way up until spring.
Well, I don't mean it like...
No, I know what you're saying, but like everybody's mood is completely just moribund during that time, just completely melancholy.
Yes.
It's really weird.
Yes, and that's what we noticed about the majority of people that we saw in downtown Toronto as well.
You know, they're
all... a lot of happy people.
With a few exceptions. Now, the concierge at the hotel, he somewhat had that... I can't find my fucking words. That aura about him until he saw our driver's licenses and he said, "It's always great to see our friends from the U.S. come and visit us." And then we told him the reason.
Like, money.
Well, no, he probably looked at how much I paid for that damn room and he's like, "I better be nice to these people."
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I just think there's some psychology there.
I
when the sun is not out, you're not as happy.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Fortunately, unfortunately, in Texas, the sun is out most of the year.
Yeah.
Same with California and Florida.
Yeah. Florida's a lot more humid, though, that's for sure.
Humid.
Yeah.
Very humid.
And then we told them the reason behind our whole trip, which I haven't gotten to yet, but I have mentioned it on our prior occurrences.
Stop, it was your Aunt Shelley.
Fucking stop, little bitch.
You know what happens after this show.
I'm
going to fucking...
She's going to punch you in the face.
Shit out of you. Don't fucking hit me for nothing. Or I'm going to give you a reason.
Stop pinching me.
Anyway, go ahead.
So the reason for the trip to begin with, which Sushi over here, there she is, had booked all the way back in either late October, early November. One of my all-time favorite bands is Rush.
I heard Shiner growl.
Go ahead.
Shiner's
sorry.
Not even out here.
Go ahead.
So as I mentioned, Rush is one of my all-time favorite bands.
Yes.
And there's a
Russia?
No, Rush, R-U-S-H.
Oh, okay, gotcha,
not,
gotcha.
Like
he was in Canada. It was Russia, eh?
Russia, eh?
Russia, eh?
I can see Russia from my backyard.
Anyway. That's Alaska, and that's not Canada. Anyway, so there's a brewery in downtown Ontario called Henderson Brewing, and they actually partnered with the band Rush to make a ale called Moving Pictures, which is reminiscent of their landmark album Moving Pictures, featuring Tom Sawyer, YYZ, Limelight, and countless other hits.
Penis.
They don't have a song called Penis.
I don't think that was on their album.
It was. Y'all just didn't see it.
He's just giving you his Christmas wish list.
Mm. He's just jealous because he didn't get to see the greatest trio of all time when they were still together. I did. 2002. Vapor Trails.
Hey, that's when I was born.
Yep. So, one thing about Henderson Brewing and their Moving Pictures Ale, they don't ship it to the U.S. So, Sushi decided to actually book a trip for us to go there with her flight points from her cards.
I did.
And then, of course, she actually had to fess up whenever we went and got our passport cards because they actually specifically asked us where we were going.
But he didn't know what we were going there for.
No.
Not until Christmas.
Not until that moment. So we told the concierge this, and we saw his face light up. They're like, yeah, Rush is one of the biggest bands to come out of Ontario and all this, and you know, thanks for choosing us and making the journey all the way here.
You spent a long time on that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, I'm really trying to build this up, considering other factors that I haven't gotten to.
Okay.
So we decided to make our way towards the Henderson Brewing, but instead of taking... Turn
You're
that shit off.
Him.
Ow.
No, I was trying to make him tap the pad to where it would stop the loop.
All right, hurry up.
You just rearranged all my icons. How did you do that?
Nice. So we decided to take the public transportation instead of just driving over there, because Toronto has a pretty vast public transport system. They have a big... rail car. They have a big train. They have rail cars above ground that are like trolleys, and they have the underground subways. So we took the main train to the station, which was about maybe a 15-minute walk from the brewery. And then when we got to Henderson Brewing, I actually thought that they gave brewery tours, but they don't. They just have an open tap room. We bought three of the Moving Pictures lagers that they have. Well, actually, one's a dark lager. It's kind of bitter.
We bought two, huh?
Yeah, well, we bought three of each. Yes, exactly. Two for us, one for Dustin.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the dark lager, I didn't really like it that well. It was really kind of bitter. But the lighter lager, which was more of an IPA, it was kind of sweet. I like that one a lot. Then we also got some... We also got a T-shirt and a couple of shot glasses and a mug, a pitcher.
Yeah.
And we
those
even,
weren't shot glasses; those were brandy glasses.
Oh, right. Yeah, and we told the guy working at the tap room that we came all the way from Texas, and he
had the dead eye look until we said that.
Yeah, and then he even took pictures of us to put on their Instagram page,
which I
never saw it on there.
Yeah, I never saw it on there.
Anyway,
so I guess they don't care.
Then we decide to. And then, really, since we fulfilled the main reason of our trip, we made our way back to our hotel. But we took a different train this time, and that was kind of a nightmare. Because not only did we get on the wrong one, it went west instead of east. We also couldn't figure out how to pay for the fare. So,
I can see how
unintentionally, we got a free ride.
You should have... You should have just screamed out Adventure Time and just gone on the adventure.
Oh.
It's my phone.
Oh, okay. Is someone texting you?
No, I'm trying.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Anyway, so after the train ride, we got on, which we were trying to figure out how to pay for it. They have a terminal on there, but it's not the type that you can actually insert a card and buy the ticket while you're on the train. You actually have to. It's one of those terminals where you have to scan the existing pass, but we didn't know how to get one, so we ended up with a free ride. And then the next day, we decided to check out of our hotel and just drive back down to Niagara Falls so we could actually see the falls in person, because we hadn't done that yet. Now, one thing that we noticed about downtown Toronto, there's graffiti everywhere, and there are tons of apartment buildings, like huge skyscrapers that are probably at least 50 stories tall that are of apartments. And the only residences, they're all old houses. I mean, they're pretty cool looking. They probably have some kind of historic status behind them or whatnot, like the older houses here in Fort Worth. Otherwise, yeah, I kind of agree with Sushi that it just felt very, very kind of very melancholy while we were there. I almost compared Toronto to downtown Toronto to New York City, except everything's a lot more spread out. But we did have a good view of Lake Ontario, though. But I didn't see any boats actually out on the water. Most of the boats that I saw were actually docked on the harbor.
They don't have any pictures of us on there.
Yeah. Guy probably...
Did you check the International Wanted posters?
No. It's fine.
Did you check to see if Skip's on any International Wanted posters?
No.
Oh, he's already wanted for fraud by telling fake fortunes to people.
Dang it. I forgot. To bring Matt's crystal ball.
Oh, dang.
Oh, I didn't even know you finished that. Okay.
I didn't tell him about it.
I knew about it already. I heard him say.
It's different.
Oh, it's not LED?
It is LED.
He did something different, and I didn't tell you because I was going to let Kenneth tell you.
Oh, okay. That I was not aware of.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, finally, we went back to Niagara Falls, like I mentioned. We actually went and saw the falls in person, went to the visitor center there.
I think that was the best part of the trip.
Yeah, I think it was too. And what's kind of crazy is that even though we could hear the falls from our hotel that we stayed our first night there, when we got up close and we were right against the barrier, it really wasn't that loud. We could hold on a normal conversation. And we could hear other people's conversations too.
And, go ahead. I know what you're
going to
say.
No, I was just going to say, obviously there's a lot of rocks around there. I just imagine that carries the sound. And
oh, I thought you were going to talk about the temperature.
Oh, yeah, the temperature. So, it was about 42 degrees whenever we parked our car, and there was freezing mist that was coming from the falls.
It wasn't coming from the falls. It was raining.
Oh, I thought it was coming from the falls.
No, it was freezing, and it was less than 42 degrees. It had to have been for the freezing mist.
Yeah, it probably was with the wind chill. The wind was blowing pretty hard.
It's like the Hoover Dam. You think that all that water rushing would be really loud, and it just really wasn't that loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cold in the parking lot and windy. Very windy.
But when we got up to the falls, the temperature must have dropped at least 10... I mean, I'm sorry, rose at least 10 degrees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was very warm.
Weird.
Which was weird. And no wind. And it was not very
loud. A lot of
loud.
Excited electrons.
Yeah. I think they were just going down. They were like, ah!
Going down. Hey, speaking of going down, one of the videos I did with Skip was me overlooking Niagara Falls, and I pulled Skip out.
Did he just say he went down on Skip? I'm sorry.
He did. He said it.
No, I didn't. I did not say that. Time code.
Sometimes Matt goes into...
39 minutes and 20 seconds.
Goes into the bathroom and locks the door, and Skip is missing. I don't know what's happening.
And you hear Barry White in the bathroom.
God damn it.
Can't get enough of your love, Skip.
Anyway, the video I did with Skip was him overlooking the falls, and I had him say, yeah, you see that? That's the effect I have on ladies.
He's calling you a lady.
Who is?
Skip.
You're fired. Get the fuck out.
That's the effect I have on, ladies. That's Matt. He's a dude. No! He jumps off.
Flying over to the side. Jesus.
Just kidding.
You should totally get a cheap knockoff of Skip and just throw him over the falls and make it look like he jumped.
Or just throw that Elmo over the falls.
I don't want people to think that I don't support Skip and RoboTuner. I am constantly messing with Skip's mustache and his beard and mustache making sure his outfits look good. I'm the one that makes his outfits.
So you're Skip's wife?
No, she's his wardrobe coordinator.
I'm his wardrobe coordinator. So I 100% back.
So you're saying you wash his fuzz balls.
Wow. Yeah. That's gross.
I put glue on them.
On his fuzz balls.
Uh-oh. God damn it. Doesn't your dad know what we do on Sunday nights?
Yeah, but he thinks Ken's sick.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm feeling all right.
Make him say damn.
That's good. Just want to make sure they're taking care of my baby boy.
They are, Dad.
Make him say, damn.
Where are you right now?
Oh, we're doing the show. The show we do on Saturday, on Sundays.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Should be.
You in the middle of it?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you're on the show right now.
Say, damn.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to say, Shelly wants you to say, damn. Damn. Oh, did you say it not like a robot? Damn.
Say it, Dad.
Well, damn.
There we go.
Say it like Gomer Pyle.
Well, that's really what
Shazam,
you
said. Shazam, Shazam, Shazam.
Yeah, I could.
Kenneth.
Hi, Kenneth.
They're on the podcast right now, so I'm on the air.
You
He's
can
doing
get,
fine.
Yeah, I'm doing a little better than yesterday.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Well, hey, can I talk to you after the show? I'll call you back.
Yeah, just call me back.
All right. Love you, Dad.
Love you, too.
All right, bye. He's a good man.
All right, I'm going to need you to hurry up with the story.
Glenn Heath, everybody.
Yay. We don't have much else to talk about. It's really boring the rest of the way.
Well, actually, we do have a couple other things to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So that was a highlight of the trip, I think, was Niagara Falls and seeing it up close. Now, the worst part of it, of the entire trip, was the trip back, because the airline decided to adjust their schedule, and instead of having one stop on the way back, we had two. We flew from Buffalo, New York to Orlando, Florida, stayed on the same plane from Orlando to Denver, Colorado, had a 2.5-hour layover, and then flew from Denver, Colorado to Dallas Love Field. It was 1:30 before we got in bed and
that
got
is
to sleep.
The truth. It was ridiculous.
And we had to wait at least about 20, maybe 30 minutes at the turnstile for our bags, because whenever we had to come back through, we had to check our bags because we had alcohol.
Yeah. It was a good price to pay.
And one other thing I was going to say before we move on is that all the airports that we went through, and even on the flights, I would say one out of every 20 people were not wearing a mask. And the airport staff nor the police... Airport police was doing anything to enforce it.
Because they're, like, so fucking over it.
Well, yeah, because it expired a week later. Yeah. Which the whole fucking country's happy about.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I couldn't breathe half the time. It was ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah, so that was Canada. Overall, I give it a C+. I mean, it was a great experience, but...
Probably wasn't a good time of year to go down there.
Yeah,
anyway.
If we would have gone during the summer, it probably would have...
You probably need to look
not
up...
Not been as melancholy.
I think we need to go on the West Coast.
You need to go during local festivals or something like that, you know?
Well, I think we need to go on the West Coast. I think the West Coast is probably going to be nicer.
West Coast of Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, like BC. Yeah, I think...
Okay.
Yeah, British Columbia.
I know it's not a coast. The West Side. West Side?
A West Side of Canada?
Penis?
Vancouver, BC, home of Nickelback. Eh. Yeah,
I hope they're nicer over there.
Yeah,
you never know. And then yesterday we went to Art Scoggle, the first time that it's been held since the year 2019. And this year normally it's Saturday and Sunday, but this year it was just one day, Saturday. And there was a ton of people that were there. Over 700 artists selling stuff at their booths. And I think around 20 acts that were...
It was crazy. That were performing. I had never seen so many artists in one place.
Yeah, they had two main stages on the west and east end of the festival, and they also had the Boiled Owl.
And they all had 10 by 10
Which
tents.
Was a hole-in-the-wall bar in...
Is that the
Magnolia.
Neighborhood creeper?
Yeah. It comes and touches people on their backs and then laughs about it.
At least he's not sniffing armpits again.
Weird.
Sniffing armpits?
Man, I don't even know.
Why do you look like that's... Oh, that's a good idea.
And that t-shirt is one that was being sold.
I need to be sniffing armpits.
That her son is wearing.
Love you.
Yeah, so we did get to see some really good bands and listen to some awesome music.
We got to see Susie and Jennifer.
Susie and Jennifer Smith. Yep, they were block volunteers. Yeah. Yep.
We got to see Jeff Lord.
Yep,
and
the Lord.
His wife. And we got to see who else? Oh, Henry the Archer. We got to see Richard.
Henry the Archer, Fantamello,
Rex,
and Uncle Toasty.
Uncle Toasty. Now, we could have stayed a little bit longer to see Big Heaven, but Markham was done, so we had to go.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, damn that Markham.
But
party pooper.
If you hold that up, Alex, he bought this from one of the artists.
Okay. So,
that was selling woodwork.
Let me tell you this story.
That's a claymore.
This will be a real short story. So my son has some social issues, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. It's way close to my face. Anyway, so he's walking around with this claymore, and a lot of people, usually men, were admiring it because they thought, oh, wow, what a... They liked his stick. They were like, ooh, you got a big stick. They were admiring
it. You can't touch
it.
My stick.
So we start walking to the Boiled Owl. Because you had gone to see Rex, and we were just walking around seeing the different artists and people.
Yeah.
And we walked to the Boiled Owl, and there was these two cute girls just sitting there. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And they immediately said, ooh, I like your... And I think she called it a claymore, which I was very shocked. And she goes, ooh, I like it. Can I hold it? And Markham kind of sped walked. And I was like, dude. I said, Markham. I go, they want to hold your sword. So... He walked back to them, and I ran away because I was like, I don't want to cramp his style. And I said, what did they say to you after he came back? Because he came pretty quickly back, and I was like, oh, why didn't you just stay and talk to them? Anyway, he said that the girl told him that he passed the vibe test, and I was like,
oh,
ooh,
she was totally flirting
yes.
with him.
Did they exchange phone numbers?
No.
Because
he's a little pansy.
Well,
it can't help that you were probably over there with a measuring tape.
No.
Ronald, let me finish.
What?
Over there with measuring tape, measuring her birthing hips.
No.
Yeah. Measuring her birthing hips to make sure that she's going to produce a grandchild.
Dude, I ran away. I ran away because I didn't want to cramp.
You ran away. You hid behind a pole, and you got out your mobile app for birthing hips. Birthing hips, helicopter mom, press one, pressed it. Took a picture of the birthing hips, and it told him good or bad.
I did not do this. I did not do any of those things. Oh.
Jesus.
Anyway, so he comes over, and he tells me what she says, and I'm like, dude, that means she's into you. You need to go out there and ask her for a number. He's like, oh, it's too late now. I've already walked away. And I was like, whatever. So I'm sitting
Never
there, and I watch these girls, because the window is right by where we were sitting. I watch them walk in. I go, dude, they're back. They're in the bar right now. You should go ask them for their number. And he's like, no. No, it's okay. And he just sat there.
Yeah, I really don't think that he's at a place in his life where he wants a relationship anyway.
He doesn't have to have a relationship. He needs to just start talking to people. It doesn't mean that he's going to have a relationship with that girl. He could be really good friends, and she might have a friend that Markham would be compatible with.
Who has good birthing hips.
No, I just want him to go in that direction. Anyway, that's what happened.
Wait, are you the same Sushi who, a week ago, was talking him into ordering a bride from a foreign country to have grandchildren with?
No, I was just kidding when I said that.
Oh, really? Then why did you have the pamphlets?
I didn't have any pamphlets.
Pamphlets? Who even carries those anymore?
Nobody. He's being silly.
They were digital pamphlets that she had on her phone.
You were going to say tamplets. And no,
yeah, sure, why
not?
Why
those.
Can't I say tamplets? They're tablet pamphlets.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So of the vendors that we visited, like we mentioned before, her son got that wooden claymore. I also bought two prints for my good friend Dustin Schneider, who had a... This was actually his first time having a booth, not only at Artscoggle, but his first time selling any of his photography. Normally, he just keeps it in his portfolio, and of course, he just... does... He hires himself out to do photo sessions.
And his prices are reasonable. Yeah. So
He's done band photos for me before.
Yeah. He's super talented. Super.
Oh, yeah. He's been a photographer since he was a little kid. Yeah.
He was one time he actually went around taking pictures of people taking pictures, and they looked fantastic.
Yes.
And I got a gourd wind chime from Diana Lord.
Yeah, it's called Lord's Gourds. Yeah, she sells them independently too.
So pretty, and it's got a bunch of music people on it. It's on the front porch. When y'all leave, you can look at it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Praise the gourds. Anyway, yeah, so those are the things we got. And the two prints that I got from Dustin, one was outside Fort Worth Scat Lounge, which is a jazz bar that's been around for a while, and a guy in Boba Fett cosplay, and another alien species that I can't remember standing next to him. Yeah. And then there's also the Fort Worth post office. It was a post office, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or was it the Post of River East? One of those, anyway, but there are two stormtroopers standing outside the entrance, and it's a nighttime shot. It was badass. So, yeah. Cool. And what was funny is that right after we bought them, because we actually left to walk around, and then we came back with a tote bag to carry them around him, and Dustin said that there were at least two other groups of people that came back and wanted those same prints and asked if he's still out. He said, sorry, man, they're already sold.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I jumped on that. I don't know why.
Yeah. And then after Uncle Toasty played, yeah, we decided to head home.
What did you do? What happened to you over the last 3 weeks?
Ugh. Nothing good. It's been
a rough
roller coaster. Health problems and... Alex, I don't know if I want to talk about this yet until it's finalized.
Well, then we can talk about it.
We'll talk about it next time.
Yeah, you'll know by then.
But
maybe
Alex
maybe.
Is in line for a job, and we'll see what happens.
Yes.
You can talk about what you did last night,
or what happened to you last night.
Well, kind of already alluded to it, so you might as well.
Well, yeah, I got. We went out with some friends. Oh, I will say. I will say this. I've been wanting to talk about it. We went out with some friends. We ate pho, or pho,
yeah,
or pho, or whatever you want to call it. Off 7th Street. It was really good. It was right next to Chewy's.
Okay.
And, well, you know, pho tastes the same everywhere I go, but it's always good, so yeah. That's a good thing. Afterwards, we decided to get some dessert, and we went to Creamistry, which is, like, right across the street from Chewy's and this place. And, well, it's not right across the street. It's, like, down a block, but it was... the best ice cream I have ever had in my life.
So it was on 7th and what?
I don't know. We walked there, kind of. We walked there from Chewy, so it's like basically it's right across the street and down just one block. We went in there and you can order all these different types of ice creams, and they basically make it fresh. Like they have nitrogen pumps, and they pour it all into a bowl. You know, if you want strawberry ice cream, they put all the stuff to make strawberry ice cream in with milk and all that other stuff, and they put it in there. They flash freeze it, and they give it to you. And I have never had anything more. It was frozen and creamy like silk. It was, I can't talk about it enough. It was the best ice cream I've ever had.
I want to see where this is because I'm wondering if it's...
I bought ice cream for 5 people. And it was like $20.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
Pretty good price for that area, at least.
Hell, I bought a cheesecake in a mason jar from Artscoggle yesterday, and it cost me $13. And it was only like maybe 4 or 5 ounces.
And my ice cream was that tall. It was...
Damn.
Where's the camera? Damn it. About that tall. It was pretty
About the total.
And I had a strawberry shortcake ice cream, and it had shortcake in it, and it had strawberries and strawberry ice cream and whipped cream on top. Oh, my gosh. And I'm diabetic, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm going to live dangerously. Why not?
You only live once.
You only live once.
YOLO.
And they do have vegan options for those who are
lactose intolerant.
Yeah. Very, very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Says it's on.
But anyway, that morning we had done some housework. I'm not going to get into that because it's boring. But all day long I had been having heart palpitations. And I've had them before, and they're freaky. You know, they kind of freak you out a little bit, but then you go on. And that usually only happens maybe once, twice a day. But this was happening like 7 times a minute. It was 5 to 7 times a minute. It was freaking me out a little bit. But I didn't say nothing. We got through dinner. Mainly because the people we were going out with, he had had cancer, and it looks like his cancer's back, and I didn't want to, like, ruin the mood or anything like that. So I went the whole night without, you know, kind of bitching about it. So when we got home, I was starting to get a little worried, and I asked my wife to kind of listen to my chest while it was going on to see what was happening. And I was kind of hoping it was just a muscle spasm or something like that. But my heart was actually skipping beats, things like that. And so we decided to go to the hospital. And so I was laying in the hospital, and a nurse comes in, and she, you know, she does the normal, you know, heart attack workup. You know, they do blood. And you know, it turned out that my magnesium and my potassium were a little on the low side. I mean, I was well within norms, but they gave me a couple of pills and said go on home, and it's still kind of going on, but it's not as bad as it was yesterday.
Well, that's good.
So,
at least.
And I'm really, really tired today, but other than that, you know, it's I just hope it gets better, because I couldn't. Yesterday was so weird. It doesn't hurt. It's not nothing like
that. It's just like a fluttering in your chest.
It's just really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And sometimes when it happens, I'll get a little dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's, you know, it's, that's the only nuisance about it. But they said my sinus rhythms were good, and my EKG came back fine. So,
okay.
I'm just going to go follow up probably with my cardiologist. But that's what happened. It really wasn't that big a deal. It was just scary.
Yeah, gotcha. I'd be scared too.
But other than that, I mean, past couple of weeks, it's been like, you know, water pipes breaking and, you know.
That happened on Easter Sunday. It was your outdoor faucet, though. Yeah. Luckily, it was that and not something indoors.
Well, you know, it's weird. It's on Easter, there's nothing open, especially nothing around town.
Yeah.
And so you end up having to drive to another city to go get, you know, I had to go to Home Depot. The closest one to us is like 15-20 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And so I went down there and I bought everything to fix it except for, you know, and you always hate that one thing that you forget to buy. And I go all the way back over there and I try to get something to work, and I couldn't get it to work, and I burned the shit out of myself. So I end up having a little hissy fit in the garage, and finally I was like, I'm not going anywhere. And then Kim's like, just go back over there, we have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. So I hop in the car, drive back to Home Depot, buy what we need, get back there, 5 minutes. I mean, if you have the right tools, it's so much easier than... I should have just got up and
went. Rig it, yeah.
I should have just got up and went and got what I needed.
Yeah.
The first, right off the bat. I'm just too hard-headed. But it's 15 minutes away, Shelley.
Well, that's why I was like, when you guys called and said, we're on our way, we still have to go because we have to do... I'm like, you're going to sit... And your day is going to be completely ruined because all you're going to be thinking about is how you're going to fix that mess at your house. And I was like, just fix it. I mean, our Easter is not as important as you fixing your house and making sure it's working right. And so I was like, we'll be here. We'll still have all the Easter fixings. Everything will be fine.
It's just not how you want to spend your holiday, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So it's, and, you know, I think a lot of it, what the doctor said, what the palpitations are probably from is stress. And if I really think back a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
you know, between what's going on at work, which is a lot of, we're switching out phone systems.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of
patience and stress.
Well, coordination, yeah. You know, and there is a lot of stress yeah. because, you know, you're involving hundreds of people. They're not all happy about the transition.
Yeah.
And you're having to sell the transition and to make sure it all works. And nobody's happy. And then, you know, last weekend it was, you know, all day Saturday we worked cleaning out the garage because I wanted to change from Spectrum to Verizon, or sorry, Frontier Fios.
Yeah, Frontier's mm-hmm. who owns.
And because it was cost savings that I just couldn't pass up.
Yeah.
And so we cleaned out the garage. And then after that, it was Easter. And then I spent all day Easter, like, either working on plumbing or, you know, spending time with family, which is never, I love it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's kind of stressful.
Yeah.
And so I just had nonstop stress for the past 2 weeks. And plus, I don't even want to go into what my wife's going through right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
And,
it's terrible what she's going through, but.
And so, I don't know. I think that a lot of the heart palpitations yesterday were probably just.
It all coming to a head.
Yeah. And today was kind of less stress. Well, sort of. So other than what's going on with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was less stress. You know, we just laid her on Shelly's house in the dark and watched TikTok, which.
And snored.
And snored a little bit, yeah.
Intermittently.
Shelly had the sangria out, so.
She was drunk.
Shut up. I wasn't drunk.
This girl's going. She's like, hey, Alex. That's what you were doing.
No, that's what you were doing.
She's like, I just pissed the floor.
No, I did not say that.
I just peed a little bit. Matt, come clean it up.
No. That's not what happened.
That's not what happened.
Yeah. Oh, there is one last thing I wanted to mention. So I got a new puppet on Friday.
How come you didn't bring him out here?
How come you're always on his case?
You're ruining the illusion.
If anyone wants to look up Skip Redstone on social media or on TikTok, they can see what he looks like.
What's his name?
His name's Curtis.
How old is Curtis?
I don't know. I haven't given him an age yet.
You should get his sister, Cammy.
What's his favorite color?
Green. Yeah. He looks like a Rastafarian, but I gave him a voice like this. Like, hey, man, I'm Curtis. I'm all about the earth.
He looks like he works at Kinko's.
He does.
I think he looks like a barista.
I think he works at Kinko's.
Well, to me, barista makes more sense because especially if they sell organic grounds.
I just don't know too many baristas who wear khaki pants.
Khaki pants, yeah.
That's why my immediate reaction to his outfit was like, oh, he looks like Kinko's.
His name is Curtis, and he works for State Farm.
His name's not Jake.
Like a good neighbor.
Hey,
State Farm is there. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Want to buy some insurance?
Want to buy some insurance?
No, that just doesn't...
It's good for the earth, man.
It's good for the earth.
Renewable energies. Jingle, 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 jingle. Yeah, anyway, that's all I was going to say. That's okay. All I have.
So what we're doing next is we're not doing news today, and we're not doing conspiracy theories, even though there's a million of them out there, and I've investigated a lot of them in our last 3 weeks. We're not going to talk about them. We're going to talk about jelly beans.
I'm going to fucking hate this.
And we're not going to do Stump the Rubber Tuner because we're punishing him enough with this. So what this is it's, and actually this came from Kim's wife, Kim. She wanted us to try this. So Thunder K's wife, and she wanted us to do it on the show. It's called Taco Truck Jelly Beans.
Cover up the jelly beans.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I've already tried one because I forgot that we were doing this.
So this is a mystery to them. It's not a mystery to me because I've already seen it. But what we're going to do is I'm going to tell them to try a jelly bean, and then we all have to give our opinion. I just saw one of the names. All right, so let's start off with let's just start off easy.
Margarita.
We're gonna do the white one. Let's do the white one, guys. Okay. All right.
This is probably mozzarella cheese.
Sour cream. I'm calling it.
Or sour cream.
Pina colada. That's not bad.
Mm. I can.
Okay.
I know exactly what this is.
Tastes like vanilla.
Tastes like peanut. Yeah, the pina colada flavor.
What do you think that would be?
And please, no smacking. Mute.
I didn't do anything.
What do you think would taste like this that would be Mexican?
Sopapilla?
No. And white. What do you think would be white?
Tres leches.
Tres leches?
Really close.
Churro.
No. This is horchata.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's
basically just like cinnamon milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
What color's next? That was not bad.
Let's do the orange one next.
God. I don't have an orange one.
This is the orange one?
You do too.
No, I don't. I have yellow, lime green.
Because I gave you an orange one.
Oh, yeah, it's on the floor.
Here, I'll get you a new one.
Aww.
Why did you already take it here?
This.
Okay.
My guess is that this is habanero pepper.
I'm guessing salsa.
Oh, that tastes just like salsa.
This is fucking disgusting.
You see what I mean? That was the first one I picked out.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Why did it have to be sweet?
Your face.
That's like a fucking jalapeno jelly bean or something. All right,
so this one was salsa, and I wasn't even going to make anybody guess, but they already guessed anyway. That was
fucking
awful.
Yeah,
gross.
I don't know any of the rest of them. I just knew red was salsa.
Oh, my God.
Or orange.
All right, so this is what it looks like. That's the salsa one.
This is called the taco truck jelly bean. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so let's go to...
Why make a bag? I mean, why not just do individual
packets
or something?
Let's go and do the solid green one. Solid green.
Oh, solid green. Yeah, this one?
Margarita, probably.
Yeah. Right.
Cleanse your palate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like lime.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
I like that.
Salty lime.
Yeah, I like that one. That one is definitely margarita.
If this was Berthy Bott's Every Flavor Bean, this would be booger.
Okay, so let's do the worst one. Let's do the brown one.
Oh, God.
Oh, I already know this.
I bet this is pinto beans.
No.
No. I bet you it's ground beef. No, that tastes good.
It tastes like a jelly bean.
I thought it would be bad.
It tastes like a jelly bean. I know which one's going
to
be bad.
It doesn't taste like what it's supposed to be.
What is it?
Oh, wait a minute.
Did you tell us to taste the wrong one?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
This says there's six, but there's got to be more than six.
What?
Okay, I can't tell the difference. Hold on. We don't have... That one actually was churro.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I don't believe that.
I knew churro was on there. That's why I was confused.
This is hard. I can't tell what...
Well, I still have two different yellows.
Yeah, me too. Well, actually, one's like a light green.
That's probably cilantro.
Either guacamole or cilantro.
How do you tell the difference between them? The brown one.
One tastes good and the other one tastes like shit. Probably.
Well, one's got white flecks in it, which I thought...
Oh, God.
God dang it. All right.
Please don't give us another salsa. Please don't give us another salsa.
No.
No more oranges. Ugh.
Try that one.
Let me see it.
Yeah, this is another churro, I think.
Is it? Hold on, I got a different kind. Alright, try this one.
Yeah,
give this one to your
dad. This one's churro.
That's not churro.
That's gotta be.
No, we just tried churro.
Churros had the ones with the spots on them.
Then the one I just gave you was...
It had a spot on it.
This one has big old spots on it.
Yeah, these are both churro.
Well, where's the other ones? Try that one.
Yeah, we don't have meat.
The bag.
I think this one is the cup flavor it's supposed to be. Let me finish my jelly beans real quick.
Alright, try that one.
This one doesn't have.
Okay, so this is what it looks like.
The same thing.
Okay.
Mine was the same thing.
Ew.
It tastes like caramel corn.
Yeah, mine does too.
Apparently they lied to us.
I don't see a single one. This is supposed to be beef taco.
I can't eat another one of these brown ones. If that's beef taco...
Alex, give it. You're not supposed to do that.
I already know what the flavors are.
So do I.
Can we just move on to another one of the yellow ones?
No, hold on. I'm going to get a beef taco. Here.
Okay.
Try that one.
Wow, that's really good.
Give that to your dad. That's beef taco. This is 1,000% beef taco.
Why is this
give
beef taco?
Give this to Matt.
Robotuner.
Sorry,
Robotuner.
Tastes like caramel corn.
It has a little bit of a taco flavor.
Yeah, it does. I taste it too.
These are nuts.
This one's churro. I can tell by the white spot.
Yeah. Okay. Let me try churro and see.
It's not bad. Mm-mm. That's what it is.
They taste really similar. Okay. Let's look at. So I think the taco one is.
The salsa one was awful.
Right, let's try the green one. With the flex on it.
Okay, yeah, the light green one?
Yeah.
Because that's that and the yellow one are all we have.
Light green one.
Okay. I'm going to hit you. Ooh.
Nope, that's gross. That's
if
guacamole.
If he's going back and forth between cucumber and...
That's guacamole. Oh, God.
Yeah, it tastes like cucumber.
Yeah, it tastes like cucumber and then sweet.
Ew.
Yeah, like cucumber salad or something.
Okay, so... I think we've tried them all. Well, at least I hope we
except
did.
The yellow, yellow one. The yellow one's the last one.
What's the yellow one?
I don't know. Let's
Look,
find out.
The yellow one's not even on here.
Is that the taco?
This is probably taco. All
right. Yellow one.
Yeah. That's the taco.
It tastes like ramen noodle beef.
Ew.
Ugh.
Give
yeah, it does taste like a beef bouillon cube.
Oh, it's awful. What the hell? I can't eat this.
What are these?
Those are a cleanser palate.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, okay. By the way, the green one with flex was guacamole.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay.
Right. That yellow one, man, stay away from it. That is by far the worst one. Mm-hmm.
That was disgusting. Thank you.
It was.
Thank you, Mrs. Thunder K.
That reminds me of the teriyaki soda.
No, that was awful. No, the ranch one was the worst.
Ranch one, I think the ranch one made us
God.
Teriyaki was not good either.
Ranch was worse.
Ugh. I can't believe we just chewed up a ramen noodle packet.
I know it.
That did taste with sugar. It was like, let's put some sugar with some ramen noodles.
Ramen noodle. Ugh.
I actually tried an authentic ramen restaurant last week with my kiddo. Actually, it's pretty good.
The only thing I don't like about them is they have the little bamboo shoots and they kind of taste awful.
Oh, the one we got didn't.
You just have to ask for no bamboo shoots.
Yeah, obviously. Like it's just no bamboo shoots and no cabbage.
It's really similar to pho, just the different ingredients used and same broth style.
Yeah, I didn't like... we went to that pho place and the guy we went out with, he got the chicken version of pho and that was not good.
What, kimchi?
Not good.
No, it was
something different.
It was faux gas. Well, faux gas. Faux beau.
But not fugu. That's blowfish.
What about
I'm not
fuga?
Sure I'm pronouncing any of that right.
Kenneth says he's going to blow. He says he's going to blow your fish.
Ew.
What the fuck?
I don't eat fish.
That's not cool, man. Channeling Curtis.
Okay. That's all for the jelly beans?
Yep.
And that's all for my segment of the show.
And I think that's all for the show anyway, since we're not doing the other stuff. Well, this is fun. This wasn't as bad as the soda challenge that we did in our first year. God, that was awful.
Who just farted?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
That was god awful. That makes me wish I was chewing on the yellow ones again.
I'm doing this for the rest of the show.
That was
for the rest of the occurrence.
Dang, man. That is a special. You know, if this was an anime, that would be a rank S.
Oh shit! Oh, you mean My Hero Academia? My Hero Academia.
They're not the only ones to do ranks, though. Oh. One Punch Man does it too.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's
so. Play us out, Thunder K.
That would be a. What do they call the
rankings?
The rankings of the evil ones, like rank dragon.
Oh, yeah, like you have demon, dragon.
Yeah, but they don't call them ranks. What do they call them?
Class? Or threat level?
Yeah, classes.
Threat level. Yeah, that was threat level
in
one dragon.
You're
right
obviously exaggerating because I can't smell shit.
Oh, I can smell
actually,
shit.
It probably came from my butt, so yeah, it probably was.
The wind blew it this way.
God. Oh, it did? It did?
Yeah.
It's finally.
All right, so play us out, Thunder K. With the loop.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
I don't know. Are you going to smack my hand this time?
Nope. Because you're playing it at the
He's
right
abusive.
Time. I was just trying to get you to, like, tap your
your pad so it would
tap,
go off.
Tap, tap,
he
your bed.
He never hurted you. He didn't punch you. He
guys.
Just hit you.
I didn't slice his finger off either.
Guys.
Or try to.
Our email is 2 years old.
It is. Well, I mean, the year in
That's
it
amazing.
Is 2 years old. Yeah,
well, you know, that just means all of 2020, like 0 through 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to change it in 2030.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. We should never change it. We've gone this long, and we're not trying to quit, and we take
Bless
our
you.
Breaks when we want to.
We've lived through COVID, murder hornets.
Snails.
Snails.
Snake water.
Snake water.
Snails again.
Well, Matt,
and
Matt's not going to.
Three bands in my case, yeah.
Yep.
Snails.
Since 2020?
No, not done since 2020, since we started our... Since we started doing this in 2015.
Yep.
Yeah.
And avian flu, that's the flu, that's what's going on right now.
Avian flu.
Yep.
And then
shortages
how many chicken. Asteroid near misses?
A lot.
A lot.
Actually.
A lot.
At least two. In the last couple months. At any rate, if you have something specific you'd like for us to talk about, you can drop us an email, robotuner2020@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail, 682-325-1379. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at The RoboTuner across all platforms. And we go live on the Sundays we decide to record starting at 7 p.m. Central Time.
I feel like he's calling us out.
Who's calling? Nobody's calling anybody out.
On the Sundays we decide to record.
All right, we're out of here. Red pants.
Poop pants.